Hello, everyone. This is our first minisode. We're hoping to get a few of these out to you guys as we work on season two. These will be posted right away on our Patreon feed, which I will have linked below. But I wanted to send this first one out since we have some exciting news. We have been nominated for the Audioverse Awards. So please, if you can, show us some love over there. All of the voting rules and links will be in the description below. Thank you so much to everyone who's made this possible. It really is exciting to see where the show's going. Thank you guys so much. That's all from me. So enjoy the minisode. As usual, cast list and sounds provided will be in the show notes below. Talk to you soon.
Welcome. You have accessed the additional crew files provided for the Starship Icarus. We thank you for your inquiry and hope you find the following records satisfactory. Welcome. You have accessed the Lunar Colonist Cultural Record Database. To leave a memo, press 1 to enter your identification code. To listen to past memos, press 2 and enter the code you are looking for. To search for a memo,
one.
Press 3.
I am pressing 1. God, why does this still exist? Record.
If you would like to record, please enter your identification code. Identification code accepted. To record, begin talking. When you've completed your recording, press the pound sign to finalize your submission.
Finally. Thank you. Why did that take so long? Okay, hi to whoever listens to these. I don't know. Somebody in development, probably. That's a fun thought. Do you make other people do these? Just to see if they've lost their minds yet, or is it just for me? Sorry. I'm not taking this seriously. Let's just get through this. Okay. Hi. I am Cooper Grissom, in case that isn't, you know, pulling up on the screen somewhere. A little background about me, if you're curious, and also because that's what this little thing is for. I have dislocated my arm, again. Not from anything fun, actually. That would have been, you know, less lame. No, this time I was trying to move a cargo crate and hit a cord on the ground and fell. Right in front of the whole class. Oh, in low gravity, by the way. Yeah, I just kind of floated my way to the ground. And still managed to land on my arm wrong. Yeah, it was fun. Thankfully, it wasn't with the meathead candidates, but still. I'm just left laying there on the floor in front of all the other pod people. And, you know, they never say anything. And honestly, I think they're just confused that sometimes other people's bones break, just, like, as a concept. It's not a great feeling, though. You know, they just stare, like, a lot. Orion sort of helped, and by helped, I mean she called the advisor in and got me sent to medical. She at least understands that bones aren't infallible, but she's only got one real leg, by the way. The other is, like metal prosthetic. I've never asked what happened, but seeing as how I still have both of my legs, I kind of don't want to know what constitutes replacing them altogether. Anyway, medical grounded me for the month until I'm healed. No, not grounded. What am I thinking? Oh, quarantined. Quarantined, yeah. I am stuck at the embassy, is what I'm trying to say. Got the whole cozy, empty-ass place to myself. Mom's out on some diplomatic mission to a potato farm on the east edge of the colony to see if they actually taste like they're supposed to, I guess. I don't know. Dad's back on the transport ship doing a rundown to New York that I can't go on because your bone would pop out of your arm if you went under gravity. And so I am here. I think there's still a few assistants somewhere on the lower floors, but it's just me and the terminal up in the suites. Yeah, I am in the living room right now, laying on the floor, staring up at the ceiling, bored. bored out of my mind. There's these little lights stuck up there in the pattern of some constellation, I guess. Or maybe it's like a whole star system. I don't know. They're on this like rotating panel. So do with that what you will. It's space themed is what I'm getting at. Everything here is space themed. Because whatever design team they hired was obviously an incredibly imaginative person. And like, I get it. I love a good celestial moment as much as the next person, but it just gets overwhelming, you know? Like, every person I've been in contact with who's remotely age appropriate to hang out with is named after something space related. It's just it's a really isolating situation to be in, you know? Shocker, right? It's isolating to be stuck on the moon in an empty suite with no one else from Earth under the age of, like, 65. It just doesn't feel fair, you know? Everyone who was born here just loves it, or at least they sound like they do, and I'm in this separate educational group than the Meatheads, or the Atlas High Achievement Group, as they're officially called. You have to have been born on the moon, pass this weird health scan, and agree to pledge their allegiance to our corporate overlord. Or something like that. I'm not actually sure on the specifics, but from everything I've heard, they're all going to get shipped off later to work on the Terraform project. And I would like to go with them, if I could, you know? The moon isn't big enough to sustain its own atmosphere, so the closest we can get to fresh air is a really big dome over the main compound that sort of looks like a city. Last time I went down to Earth, it was nice, but it's kind of sad, you know? It's way too crowded to relax anywhere, and I don't know, just dirty? You sort of get the feeling that half of the people have given up fixing things, and the other half gave up trying to get the first half on board, you know? I mean, I know some of them can't help it. There's not really a lot of mobility when all of the nice positions are accounted for or got automated 50 years ago. I don't want to sound like a total Mars expansioner, but they do kind of have a point, you know? Just to give people a chance to start again or to have a place that's theirs to grow on, because it's not here, that's for sure. Everything here feels temporary. Like, none of the friends I've made here ever seem to actually like hanging out, you know? They have no concept of what a human connection looks like. They can't appreciate that I'm the funniest person in the compound, because none of them understand the concept of humor. Because I think they know they should find some stuff funny, you know, like, but ultimately that part of their brain just doesn't really seem like it's developed fully, you know? I don't know. I even tried dating a few of them, if you can believe that. That was a mistake. Big one, actually. They're all just so unbelievably dull. Long distance with someone from Earth is honestly much more entertaining. It's just impossible to figure out when I can meet them, because transport ships can't be used like a bus. Which, one, makes absolutely no sense as exactly what they are, and two, really just adds to the whole being trapped up here thing. You know, no one asked me if this is where I wanted to spend the rest of my life. You know, it was just luck of the draw, being born on the transport ship. Maybe if they just waited a few days or gone up a bit earlier, I'd blend in more with somebody. Like on Earth or up here. I don't know, maybe it's just the gravity part that changes stuff. Who knows?
If you are finished with your recording, press the pound sign on your terminal to finalize your submission.
Is that long enough to count for my coursework? It'll just get forwarded over to the TA, right?
Yes. We will be forwarding your submission to the Educational Council under Alternative Coursework, period. Volume 5, Grissom, Cooper. Is that satisfactory?
Works for me. These are better than charting out cargo routes. Hey, when do submissions open for Atlas training?
The first round of submissions are by recommendation only. The open round begins in approximately 500 Earth rotations.
Put that into a calendar for me?
Of course. I will notify you if the official date changes.
Thanks. At least that gives me some time to heal this arm and break something else.
I would recommend against any further medical incidents if you want to succeed in your application.
That was a joke, Nanny Bot. Just a joke.
Cultural record, Grissom, Cooper, submitted to Lunar Colony 2 Educational Database. We thank you for your submission to the record and look forward to hearing more about your time with us in the future.